Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to Tone the Sculpt app. It's your girl Chrissy Cella here, and yet again we have another amazing podcast on the Tone the Sculpt podcast with our special guest and in-house nutritionist Nicole. Hi Nicole.
Hello.
And today's topic of discussion is, I don't want to get bulky, how do I prevent getting bulky, but if I do want to bulk, how do I do it the right way? So we're talking all about bulking. Now, I know so many people come to us on the Tone the Sculpt app, they email through and they're like, I don't want to bulk, but if I do want to bulk, how do I do it? How do I go about it? I don't want to gain weight. I'm so scared of gaining weight. And they have this fear that weight training, carbs, and all the good stuff that we know are good is going to make them balloon up. And we're here to both tell you, one, gaining weight is not a bad thing, okay? Two, your body needs fat. It needs to be consuming fats and it needs fat on your bones, okay? You need to sustain a healthy lifestyle and actually have consistency in your lifestyle, so fats are necessary, both internally and externally. And three, it is so difficult, I will say this right now, it is so difficult when it comes to weight training for you to balloon up just by strength training. It is going to be very, very difficult. Women can only produce a certain amount of natural muscle. And what I mean by natural muscle, unless you're pumping the steroids or doing something that we really strongly recommend you avoid and do not even think about it, unless you're doing that, the amount of muscle you can actually gain is next to nothing. It's very difficult. It's taken me 5 years to even grow my legs. And that is me being honest and truthful. We are not here to sell you a quick fix. We are not here to sell you a false dream. We are here to talk about sustainability. We're here to talk about consistency and you actually adapting a healthy nutritional lifestyle. So weight training is not going to make you bulky unless you are doing something else or and unless you are eating in a really, really big caloric intake. And two, that was 2 points. And three, it's gonna take a lot of time with strength training alone for you to gain this mass amount of muscle because food and nutrition play a very fundamental factor. So Nicole's gonna be handling the nutritional side of things and I'm gonna be talking all about the training and kind of what you need to do to maybe avoid bulking or do it the proper way. So I'm going to kickstart with Nicole a question. So let's say I do want to bulk. I do want to gain healthy muscle, lean muscle. What would you recommend me doing? Because say I'm a beginner, I'm going to think I want to grow my glutes, I want to grow my legs, even my upper body. I'm going to eat what I want.
We get that question a lot in general through Tone and Sculpt.
Yeah, we do.
I want to bulk, but I don't want to gain fat, and I want this to grow, but not this to grow. So we all know it's very hard to spot reduce.
100%.
We can't really do that.
It's virtually impossible.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
We don't do that. But you can eat in a surplus mm-hmm. where you're gaining muscle and a little bit of weight, and then you do what you call a cut.
Pretty right? much, yeah.
Yeah. So it's possible and it's not bad for you. Mm-hmm. You know, some people are like, but if I eat that much, is it bad for me? Or, mm-hmm. you know, am I going to do this? And it's not. If you want to gain your muscle, you want to be stronger, you need that food for that energy, for that mass. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, everybody says, I hate this phrase, but I don't want to look like a man.
I know. Yeah. It's like, what? I'm so confused by that. I'm not going to lie. I hate that phrase because one, muscle doesn't equate to you looking like a man.
Exactly.
Two, a woman with muscle doesn't make her less feminine. Mm-hmm. Three, as we've established, it takes years to even get muscle.
Exactly.
Like proper, a good amount of muscle. On average, depending on what you're eating and depending on how you're training, you're looking at gaining probably 0.7 to 1 pound of muscle a month. And that's like with consistent training, consistent eating. Right. Now, if you put that into equation, that's not a lot of muscle gain for the year. If you really put that into equation, especially if it's lean muscle, when it's all about lean muscle, you're basically stripping away the fat molecules and you're just focusing on the muscle that you've gained. Also, 1 pound of muscle to 1 pound of fat is different. It will react differently in your body. So please, please stop using that phrase. Like, you're not gonna look like a man. If that is what you wanna achieve, do whatever you want, what makes you happy. But listen, unless you're pumping steroids or there's some type of hormone.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, men have a lot more testosterone than we do. So it's just not going to happen, honestly, unless you are taking, like you said, steroids or anything else. What's going to happen when you lift weights, you're going to get that toned or whatever words you want to use.
Yeah, sculpted or whatever
you want. Tone and sculpted body.
But,
exactly.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's crazy because, like, obviously the emails that we read and the comments that we read, it's like, I almost want to shake people and be like, I promise you it's not going to happen, because it's something that I can almost guarantee, because, like you said, the hormones that a woman has to a man is different. Exactly. We're built differently.
Exactly. We carry fat differently,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. My mom always used to say to me, like, women, you know, they carry more fat, like, around... Yeah. This area, yeah, the hips, the bum, this area. And I was always like, Mom, that's never been the case with me, because growing up, I was always top heavy as opposed to bottom heavy. So I always used to, at the gym at the beginning, train my legs way more to kind of balance it out. So with me, when I train upper body, I just honestly get instant pump. But for my lower body, I have to take ages and ages and ages to grow and develop. And that's another thing, like, every single person is different and our structure is different. But the fundamental building blocks are kind of the same. So we don't have as much testosterone as men. Mm-hmm. Our hormones are different to a male hormone. But just because our bodies are built differently doesn't mean you're gonna become a man if you train upper body or this or that, mm-hmm. you know? So the type of foods. So let's talk about bulking food. So if I did want to bulk, a lot of people fall into this trap of going into a surplus and eating whatever they want. And that's not what we want to promote, because we want people to stay away from processed stuff. So what nutritional bulking foods would you recommend for someone?
Right. So you still want to, like you said, choose the wholesome, you know, nutritious filled ingredients. Mm-hmm. But you can go toward more foods that are more higher in calorie, but like nutrient dense food. So for example, to help gain the muscle, and because you need to hit a certain calorie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So high fat foods are great for that, mm-hmm. including nuts, avocado, oils, mm-hmm. You know, salmon. It helps increase your calorie intake, even also with, because a lot of people complain, wow, I feel so full. I was just stuffed. I'm like stuffing myself because I want to hit my calorie goal and I'm just not used to this. You know, your body takes a little bit of time to adjust to calorie intake.
100%.
Yeah, you're increasing it, decreasing it, anything. So give it a little time, of course, when you're increasing your calories to adjust. Mm-hmm. But higher fat foods are great for that.
You know,
putting a little extra oil in adds into the calories. And also, of course, you want to emphasize protein because you're looking to gain your muscle.
Yeah.
So fat and protein are great for bulking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that, I love that you said that, because, you know, I know we're talking about bulking here, but just to bring in cutting as well, because they do go hand in hand depending on what you want to achieve. So many women and even men, you know, I want to lose weight, therefore I'm cutting out this food group and I'm reducing my calories to this much and I'm increasing my cardio, and that's how I'll get the results. Sure, you will. Is it sustainable? No.
Right, you're going to crash because mm-hmm. you're not used to that decrease in calories. Mm-hmm. Plus, a lot of people don't look at it in the right way, at least cutting-wise. So when you're cutting calories, it doesn't always... Okay, yes, it means you're eating less, but does that mean we're not eating breakfast or we're not eating full meals or mm-hmm. snacks? Like, no, you have to structure your meals correctly so that you stay full, you stay energized, and you're still hitting your calorie goals. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely possible, but unfortunately, we're not really taught nutrition when we're younger. I had no idea how to eat.
Yeah,
you know, just eat your vegetables. But that doesn't help you. You don't know exactly what protein to pair maybe or what fat source to choose. Like, what's a better fat source? What's not? Mm-hmm. It all goes hand in hand with making sure you're eating well.
Mm-hmm.
So cut calories, but still eat.
It doesn't 100% yeah. and don't cut a food group out.
Right.
Because even the same thing with, let's revert it back to bulking. Mm-hmm. Like you said, people want to bulk and then they eat so much food, they feel so sluggish afterwards. And it's like,
how do you train when you feel that
exactly,
way?
Exactly. Because I don't
bulking,
want to train that way.
You need to train hard.
Yeah, you do. And it's all about powerlifting. It's all about strength training. It's all about, you know, you're taking longer breaks. You're lifting heavier gradually with adequate form. But you need that energy source. But you also don't want to be going to the gym sluggish. And that's perfect you mentioned that, because the whole aim of the game is allow your body to adjust. I feel like so many people are not gentle with their bodies. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not patient.
Yeah, everybody wants instant
results.
And it's
not going to happen. And the thing is as well, it's like you have forever with your body. You know, you have your whole lifetime with your body.
Right.
And you want it to do all these things. Why are you being so impatient with yourself? You wouldn't be that impatient with a newborn, you know? Mm-hmm. That's how I visualize it. Like, you expect a newborn to develop and grow and learn things over time. A newborn takes up to a year to learn how to walk. Mm-hmm. Maybe 2 years, I don't know. So why are you telling your body you need to get from A to Z in like a matter of this week?
Right, and also realizing that after you do your bulking and then after you do your cutting, and some people think, oh, that's it. Like, I'm going to look perfect forever. And I don't, you know, but no, you have to maintain it. So learning how to eat is so important.
So
how
important.
How to train is so important. You can't just have, like you said, lifestyle. It's not just for a bulking phase. It's not just for a cutting phase. Mm-hmm. Those are great, you know, to reach your goals. But what about after that?
Mm-hmm. And it's always the bit after no one talks about. Mm-hmm. They don't talk about that, especially now on the market. There are so many programs that are great, and there's so many things that you can buy that are great. But it's like, I'm so sick and tired of quick fixes. Like, if I want to bulk to build muscle, if I want to gain weight because, you know, my body's, my period has stopped because I'm always in a deficit, my stress levels are so high because I'm not eating enough, I'm not sleeping well because I'm not putting nutritional dense food into my body. Mm-hmm. I'm not eating enough because I'm scared I'll gain weight. Like, all of these factors play in that are going to mess you up mentally and physically, and you don't deserve that. So eating and food are not your enemy. Like, they're your best friend.
Right. So I think people don't realize that you have control over what you put in your mouth. You want the sweet? Great, you can have it, but not eat the whole entire box.
Mm-hmm.
Or have the greasy food. Again, no foods are off limits. It's just when you don't restrict or when you don't feel that your foods are off limits, mm-hmm. you have more control.
You do.
I can have that, but maybe I don't actually want it right now. Mm-hmm. It's the freedom of knowing that you can have anything whenever you want.
Sometimes you're bored as well, right?
Yeah.
You're not doing much. You're sat at home. You're kind of like watching Netflix. And you're like, oh, I really fancy a snack. And like, what I do, because I know that I've just had a full meal, for example. And for me, my goals right now are just to maintain. Like, I don't have any aspiration to have a chiseled six pack. If I do in the process because I'm training or I'm doing whatever, great. But it's not my aspiration. Same with, I don't have the aspiration to bulk. I just want to be happy and healthy and glowy. That's all I want to achieve, you know? So if I've just had a full nutritional meal, and then 2 seconds later, I'm like, I really want a bar of chocolate. I always have like a square, right? And then I don't have the whole bar. I'll have a square because sometimes I just want to cut the craving. Mm-hmm. So I'll have a square. And then if I find myself sitting on the sofa at the end of a long day and I'm watching TV, I want to pick at food. So what I do is I always just wonder, am I bored or am I actually hungry?
Right.
And then I opt for like a fruit. Mm-hmm. So I'll grab some grapes. Or I know what really, do you know what really helps me? I know it sounds crazy, but a teaspoon of peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. Or some dates or some dried fruit, and it really, really helps. So that's another tip. But going back to bulking, it's like, let me talk about the training aspect of things a little bit. So when it comes to eating, we've established that you need to be in a surplus. So that the Tony Sculpt app really help you with that. If you just put in all your details, you'll get the calorie range. So even if you don't want to use the app, it will give you your calorie range and kind of what you need to be aiming for. And Nicole's like specialized in all of that, and she'll tell you exactly what foods you need to eat. Grams, meal prep, everything.
I did want to emphasize the calories on the app, because everybody's worried that they're eating too much. So it's a good way to see the range you're supposed to be. And I love that about the app. It gives you a range. It's not just this.
Yeah. Oh, no, we never want to do that. Oh, my God, that would actually, like, suffocate me. I can't think of anything worse than being told exactly what to do. It's like, no, sometimes I just want to chill. Just tell me the calorie range and I'll kind of work around it.
Some days are different than others, too. Sometimes you're very hungry and other days you're not as hungry.
Exactly.
So it's good that you have a little bit of a
balance and flexibility, and also depend on, like, when we spoke about periods, when you're on your period you just want to eat so much food, it's because your energy levels are low, your iron levels are low, so you need all this food,
right?
So having a range is so much better than just having that set number, because it is going to suffocate you. You don't want to be restricted. You want to have that flexibility in your lifestyle. This isn't a race. This is a marathon. You've got a while to go. Just take your time with it. You know, be gentle with yourself. But when it comes to training, I find it in the comments, like, say I'll upload an upper body workout. And like, I know that when I train upper body, right, if I'm sat here normally, my biceps don't look pumped. But when I'm training, I know they look pumped, right? And I get the comments still to this day, oh my God, you're gaining too much upper body. Stop, you're gonna look like a man. I mean, I don't care what you think. I'm happy with me. But at the same time, it's like, it's taken me 5 to 6 years to get to where I am.
Right.
It's going to take such a long time for you to...
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Have, you know, this ideal in your head, because let me tell you something, there is no ideal. You think you want to achieve something, but it's like...
Right, and also, if you, excuse me, to compare yourself... Like, if we put you next to a man, a bodybuilder, man, it's not similar.
It's
so, you
not.
You know, people make the comparison. It's like, no, there's no, it's not a comparison, right? But I get the phrase, but it's just not appropriate.
It's not. Yeah. And it's true. Like, if you put me next to a bodybuilding man,
right,
some of the best in the game, oh my God, I look like a little mouse compared to them.
Exactly.
But it's just, you know, if you do want to gain muscle and if you do want to gain power, powerlifting, compound movements, you have to be doing compound movements. Focus on lifting. Focus on your form. If your form is inadequate, it does not matter what you lift. It's irrelevant because you're not performing the exercise properly. I would rather you do half the weight, perform it properly with perfect form, and progress eventually. You're also going to progress with your strength, progress with the weights that you're using, and also perfect your form. I have seen so many times in the gym, I go in the gym and I'm seeing like a guy or a girl, whoever, and I'm like, whoa, that's a lot of weight there, homie, like maybe just chill out a bit. And then they lift it and their form is shocking. And I'm like, oh my God, your whole back just lifted that. None of your legs lifted that. You're literally going to injure yourself. You've probably got a sore back right now. And for the longevity of your joints and your muscles, you're messing yourself up. So relax.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
It's not. Yeah. And this is exactly the same with nutrition.
Right.
You can't go into something full pedal to the metal. Same with your training. If you start gentle, ease your body into something. I've not had one injury.
Amazing.
I've trained for 6 years. I've had no injury because the one thing that my dad even taught me, because my dad used to be back in the day in the army and then when they used to do training, he always used to say, you have to be gentle because if you rush, you crash. So just gentle in the gym, go light.
That's progress. A nice motto.
Yeah. Progress. And the thing is, your body will know when it needs to progress.
Right.
Because things will become a bit easier.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So same with food.
Yes, exactly. You can't do a crash diet and expect it to last you for the rest of your life. You give up carbs. You know, some people say it works for them. I won't ever say anything against that. If it works for you, it works for you. But more than likely, you're going to go somewhere where you're like, I really want that carb. And then you eat it. And then you start eating it every single day. And you're like, oh, you know,
yeah, I did that didn't work out. And then you feel bad.
Exactly.
The guilt starts playing in. And then you start to think, oh my God, I feel so guilty. I was going to do a no carb diet. And then I've just absolutely messed it up. I've got to start from the start.
Exactly.
It's like, no, you don't. Like, just relax, chill. You have to learn how to cook. Focus on learning how to cook. Focus on form. Focus on the foundations. Whether you want to bulk or whether you want to cut. If you don't know how to cook, learn. Because when you know how to cook, you know how to meal prep. When you know how to meal prep, you know what's going into your body. When you don't know how to lift something, you're going to mess yourself up, you're going to injure yourself, and then you definitely can't go to the gym. So what do? You have to learn your form, your technique, focus on body weight, then start adding free weights, then start focusing on compound movements and adding more and more weight. It's a process. You're telling yourself, I need to sprint before you can even walk or crawl.
Right.
And you're just going to hurt your joints if you're just sprinting and you don't know how to crawl. So why would you do that to your body? Quick rapid fire questions. So we established bulking foods, fats. I'm assuming also some complex and starchy carbs as well.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. So average kind of like calories. What would you aim for? Let's say average woman, bulk in calories. What would you aim for? I know everyone's different as well.
Yeah, that everybody is different, but I would definitely, unless you're average for average woman, definitely aim for above 2,000.
Above 2,000.
I would not go any lower. And at least 1 gram per kilogram body weight.
Nice. Okay, two.
At least.
Rapid fire question. Duration. How long would you recommend a bulk for?
To like eat in a calorie surplus, how long? It really depends on your goal. You know, how much muscle you want to build and how long that's going to take you, how like strenuous is your training.
I think like...
But
yeah, it does depend.
Yeah, I'd
Minimum is like 3-4 months for me.
That's what I was thinking too. I wouldn't go over 4 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
Max 5 months. I would say. Four months is hard.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Rapid fire questions for me. Cut your cardio. Rapid fire questions for me. Cut your cardio. Don't need to be doing that much cardio if you're bulking. Introduce compound movements and focus on your form. Introduce less reps, more sets. So for example, sumo deadlifts, we want to be hitting that 5 to 6 rep range. Really focus on powerlifting and strength control. Take a longer rest, 5 sets. You got to smash them out. It's going to be difficult, but if you want to be bulking and gaining that muscle, focus on powerlifting and strength training. Rapid fire question number 3 for Chrissy. Another thing is, I'm just going to put it out there. I know I've said this throughout the whole thing, but it's so important. Form. I don't care who you are, what you do. Practice your form. Every single day is a learning day. I am going to be that annoying person in the back of your head to tell you, if something doesn't feel right when you are performing it, perfect it. Leave your ego at the front door of the gym. Leave that pride aside, focus on your form, start with body weight, incorporate light weights, increase your weights gradually. We've just established that a bulk could take up to 5, 6, 7 months sometimes, depending on what you want to achieve. But let's say it's 5 months. You need to give yourself time, because when you're easing your calories up, you're also going to ease your weights up, right?
Yeah, that's another thing. Like we said, it takes time. So don't think you can just do a bulk for a month.
No.
It doesn't work that way.
You can't. You can't be doing a bulk for a month. Because like we established right at the beginning, you're only going to be gaining 1 pound of muscle, max. Unless you're doing something else. So it's like, so you're going to do it for a month just for 1 pound of muscle.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah, what's the point? So take your time with it. Be gentle with yourself. And remember, increase your calories slowly. Don't go full pedal to the metal. Find out what your calorie range is. You can do that with the Toner Sculpt app. Eat a good bulking diet. Don't just shove processed food down your throat. And also form. Please, 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 especially if you're lifting heavy, make sure your form and your core is nice and strengthened and controlled before you perform really heavy lifts. So I hope this helped you. I hope that you got a bit more insight on your bulking journey or any journey that you have. And I hope this kind of like put your mind at ease that there's no rush. You are with you every single day for the rest of your life. So just take your time with it. And fitness is not a quick fix. And fitness does not have an expiry date on it. It's you forever. So thank you for me, and thank you, Nicole, for being here as well. We love you always and forever, and be sure to download the Toner Sculpt app for your 7-day free trial. Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.